Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 17th day of Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nedarim, Perik Asiri, Mishnah Beis. Perik Asiri, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the previous Mishnah that Anara Marasa, a girl who's been received Kiddushin, she's not yet in her husband's house, she's just had Kiddushin, she's living in her father's house, both father and husband have to join together to break a vow. Our Mishnah is going to tell us the different strengths that there is. Sometimes in certain areas, a father has more power. In certain areas, a husband has more power. Says the Mishnah. Mesa of, what happens if the father of the Nara Marasa, of the girl who had Kiddushin, died? And now there's just the husband alive. We do not say automatically that the jurisdiction goes or passes from the father to the husband. Doesn't work that way. In other words, the husband cannot say, "Well, now he can break the vows on his own." Doesn't work that way. A husband can only break the vows of his wife if she's actually now in his house, if she's had chuppah, she's been with him. While she's still an arusa, while she still just have that kiddushin, he cannot break her vows unless he has the partnership with the father. The father died, he can't do anything. At this stage, he cannot break her vows. This is in contrast, says the Mishnah, to the next case. Mesa Baal. What happens if the husband died while he was just an orus? He had only given her kiddushin. She's still living in the father's house. Now nisroikna rushuslav. Her possession or her jurisdiction moves all the way to the husband, to the father. The father now has complete control. And what happens is the father can break her vows by himself, as he did before erusin. In this respect, the father has more power than the husband. However, says the Mishnah, bedover acher, in another area of halacha, the husband has more power than that of the father. In what sense? Says the Mishnah, shehabal mefer bevege. A husband can break a vow of a woman, of his wife, even if she's over 12 and a half, no matter how old she is. V'ha'av eino mefer bevege. But a father is restricted from breaking a vow of his daughter once she reaches the age of 12 and a half, or bogeres, as it's called. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is talking about a case that he was Makadisha, the husband was Makadisha, when she was already a bogeres, she was already over 12 and a half. And our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that if the time of marriage came and he didn't marry her yet, since he's chayiv to give her mazonos, he's chayiv to supply her food once the time has come, therefore he can break her vows. And in this sense, there's a stronger koch of the orus, of the husband, of the one who gave a kiddushin, more than the father, in the sense that he can do it no matter what age his wife is. He's arusa. Mishnah Gimel. There is halacha that a husband cannot break vows made before the nisuin, before the marriage. So when the husband breaks the vows of his wife, he can only done those post-marriage, post the nisuin. Amish is going to tell us that an orus, when he's only given her kiddushin, he has the power to break even koidmin, even ones that were before the kiddushin, before the vows that she took on before the marriage, or before she even had kiddushin. Why is that? And that's because then orus can only break the vow in partnership with the father. So when he does join forces with the father to break a vow, it can be even vows that she made before marriage. Nadra v'hi arusa, says the Mishnah. What happens if she made a neder while she was an arusa? Nisgosha b'bayomi, then she got divorced on the same day she got divorced from her orus, from her husband, on the day her father heard the nadir. Because if it was not on that day, if it was the day had passed, then of course father cannot break a nadir. He can only do it on the day that he heard it. Nisarsa bobeyon, and on the very same day, she got married to someone else, or kiddushin at least to someone else. Afil lameya, even if this went on and on for 100 people, she got divorced and married 100 times. Even if that were to happen, Avio Oveil Ha'achor Mefer Nidrao. At the end of the day, it's only the father and the last husband that she's married to that can break the vows. And they can break them, even vows that are made before the first Orus. Because an Orus, as we said before in the introduction, an Orus, a man who's given Kiddushin, just Kiddushin, can break the previous vows because he doesn't break them himself. He's got the forces, he joins forces, makes a partnership with the father, and that gives that extra strength that they can mevatel, or they can mefer, they can break vows even before the marriage. Zeh haklal, this is the law. Kol shele yotzos milishus atzma sha'achas, as long as the girl has not gone to have her independent autonomy, her ownership of herself, by which could happen through becoming over 12 and a half, or becomes through nisun, getting marriage, even if she just had erusin 100 times though, and she did over and over again, in all of these cases, because she never became or had her own independence, avia uvaila ha'achar mefinderau. We say the husband, her father, and whoever is the husband at the time, the most recent husband, can join together, mefirin and break her vows.